Of Daf Memtes Amud Beis, the Mishnah speaks about different types of Hatoya, where he misled her either for her benefit or the opposite. And in all cases, the Mishnah says, Eino Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is not valid. So the first case, a man says to a woman, Almanas Shani Kohen, Vinimtza Levi. Or alternatively, Almanas, he makes a condition, Shani Levi, Vinimtza Kohen. You would have said that if he turns out to be a Kohen, that's a higher level, she gets more benefit, his Yichus is even greater. No, the Kedushin is invalid. Or a man says to a woman that you should know I'm a Nasin, which comes from the Givonim, and they were put into a state of non-Yuchsin by David HaMelech, who made a Gzeira, because in the episode of Yoshua had made these Nasinim into Chotvei Eitzim Veshovei Mayim, and David took it a step further and made Gzeira Shelo Yavo Lakol. So this is all Dirabana. Then Vinimtza Mamzer, it turns out that he is a more severe Psul Yuchsin, Psul Kol, and that's Doraisa, he's a Mamzer. Or the reverse. What happens if he says to her, I'm a Mamzer, Vinimtza Nasin? It turns out that he's only a Psul Dirabana. Even so, the Kedushin are not valid. Ben Ir, I come from a smaller metropolis, a smaller town. Vinimtza Ben Krach, a major metropolis. Ben Krach, he tells her he's really a big city slicker. Vinimtza, it turns out, Ben Ir is from a small city. And the same din applies, Almanas Shebesi Karov Lemerchatz. The location where we're going to live is near the local bathhouse. Vinimtza Rachok, it turns out to be far away. Rachok, it's far away from the bathhouse. That's what he tells him, Vinimtza Karov. It turns out, as it were, that he is closer. Amanashi Yeshlo Bas Oshivcha Megudeles. He gives her the impression that he has a daughter or a Shivcha who could help out in the house. And it turns out that Einlo, he doesn't have such a thing. O Almanas She'einlo, he tells he has no bas, he has no shivcha. And V'yeshlo, it turns out that he has one. Almanas She'einlo Bonim, V'yeshlo, he has children. O Almanas She'yeshlo Bonim, V'einlo. In all these cases, B'kulon, they're all called Kedushei Tos. The Kedushin were effectuated under false premises. She was misled. Afal Pisha Amra, even if she tells us later on, Belibi Hayalis Kadishlo Afal Pichen, my mindset was that I would accept, I would approve these Kedushin no matter what, even if, as it turns out, he is not upfront with me, he's not telling me the exact truth. Eina Mekudeshes, nevertheless, the Kedushin is not valid. We already saw back on Daf Memches a machlokus between Rav Shimon and Chachamim in the case of an Isha who was misled by the Mekadesh, but it turned out to be Lishvach. According to Rav Shimon, since the Tos was Lishvach, she benefited from this mistake, then the Kedushin are valid. Our mission establishes that even if the Hatoya was Lishvach, nevertheless, there is no way of validating the Kedushin, and Rabbi Shimon's name is completely omitted. The impression you get is that even Rabbi Shimon would agree in this case. And why is that? Because here it's not a question of Tos Shebe Mamon, but rather it's a Tos Shebe Yuchzin. For example, he says that he's a Levi, turns out to be a Kohen. Is in case of Yuchzin, there's no such thing as Lishvach or not Lishvach. It's always a Tos, and the Kedushin are not valid. Now the Gemara comes up with a principle called Dvarim Shebelev Lo Havi Dvarim, that in general what a person thinks in their heart is not considered halachically valid. Ahu Gavra Dizabin Lenichse Adaita Lemesak LeEretz Yisrael. He sold all his possessions in order to resettle in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, he's not going to take his possessions with him. Let's say, for example, he owns Karka, and Karka cannot be transported to Eretz Yisrael. Is in such a case, Be'idna Dezavin Lo Omer Lo Midi. So what happened? It turns out that he cannot leave and make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. However, at the moment of the sale, he did not say a word. He did not indicate at the time of the sale that he's selling because of reason X, in this case because he intends to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now he wants to back out of the sale, claiming that, look, I had a mindset that I would be able to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, that's why I entered into this deal, and I sold my possessions, I sold my real estate. Amar Rava Paskins, Hevi Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. When you enter into an agreement with someone else, you can't tell us, well, this is what I have in mind, and this is why I was motivated, and there's really an implicit condition here in the sale, and that condition was not fulfilled because of circumstances beyond my control. No. Rava says you enter into a deal, that which is explicit, those conditions that are spoken about, they're valid. But if there were no conditions mentioned, that's called Dvarim Shebelev. And that which you have in your heart is not valid in a case of a kinyan. The Rashba writes that the whole subject of our sugya, whether Dvarim Shebelev are effective or are not effective, that only applies in a case where a man said something out loud, or he does a maisa, and that which he spoke out, that which he did, is now being contradicted and undermined by his Dvarim Shebelev. And that's what we say, Dvarim Shebelev lo havi dvarim. But if a man thinks something in his heart which does not contradict that which he said, for example, the case of a Nazir who declares, aha, I will be, and he has in his mind aha Nazir, he will be a Nazir. Again, from his word, aha, we would not know exactly what he had in mind, so his Dvarim Shebelev are now coming to interpret what he said. Or, for example, a person can be mafresh truma v'machshava with thought alone, and we don't apply Dvarim Shebelev, and the truma that he was mafresh in his mind is valid. In all these cases, says the Rashba, since his machshava is not contradicting his dibur or his maisa, therefore Dvarim Shebelev havi dvarim, they would be effective. When are Dvarim Shebelev completely irrelevant and ineffective? That's when they come to undermine and contradict that which he said or that which he did. The Gemara now wants to know, Minole l'Ravaha, what's the source that Rava has to prove to derive his conclusion? And the Gemara goes through now some possibility. Ilema mehadisnan, if it's a Mishnah, which appears in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Masechet Yevamos. And the subject of the Mishnah there is Karbanos. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Yikra, Yakriv Oso. And those words are superfluous. Melamed Shekofen Oso. We derive from this Yakriv Oso that we can compel him to bring the Karban. In other words, he took a neder to bring a carbon, his bezin has the right to coerce him to fulfill his pledge. Yachal, I might think that this works even a bal karcho. Let's say, for example, we're going to beat him up so he brings his carbon and he's opposed to bring the carbon. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Lirtsono. It has to be brought with Ratzon. Haketzad. So how do we reconcile? On the one hand, we derive from the Pasuk Yakriv Oso that this kfiya, we could force him to bring the carbon. On the other hand, we say that the Pasuk says Lirtsono, which means it's got to be with his will. How do we reconcile this? Saketzad.
And the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers, Kofin Oso Achi Yomar Rotzani. Enochinami, we can force him and compel him, but what we have to extract from him is some sort of a statement in which he declares, yes, Rotzani, I would want it. I give my full-hearted approval. Again, full-hearted is a little bit odd here because he was compelled to do so at threat of Malchus. So now the Gemara says, Amai, Habilibe lo nichale, how can you tell me that because he declared Rotzani, therefore the carbon is considered Lirtzono and it's a valid carbon, when he doesn't have any interest whatsoever except for saving his back, you know, through this Kfiyas Bezdin? El Olav, it must be Mishum Damrin and Dvarim Shabalev, lo avi Dvarim, that we're not relating, we're not interested in what he had in his heart. And even though in his heart, again, he does not want to bring this carbon, but he made a statement. And the law is determined by his official, explicit declaration, not by what he has in his heart. It's a little bit odd here. The Gemara presumes an analogy between carbon and mechiras karka. In the case where he sold karak al das lalos eretz Yisrael, lechora, that's not similar to the case of carbon. In the case of carbon, he made his declaration that he wants to bring the carbon. So therefore, we completely ignore that which he was thinking. But in the case where he sold his nechasim, he didn't say anything in his mouth that really contradicts what he has in his lathe. So the Prima Gadim in his Sefer Atzmos Yosef says that even in the case of Karman, we're not judging his Amira, his declaration, as if it contradicts that which he had in his heart. Because that Amira was a result of Kfira, of being compelled to do so. That's not called an Amira at all. The Gemara says, V'dilma shiny hosom danan sahadi denichle bekapara. We can testify that a man, at least in the deeper level, is interested in kapara. He needs to atone for sin. So we're just beating him up in order to get his true ratzon out. And therefore, there's every reason to assume that when he declared he wants to bring the carbon, that's exactly, we can take him at face value, exactly what he feels in his heart. For the sake of achieving kapara, which he desperately needs, he's willing to bring this carbon with a full approval. Oh, now the Gemara quotes a sefer. And the reason the Gemara is quoting the Sefer the Brice is because since carbon has an element of kapara, we have reason to believe that he really, really wants to bring the carbon, and therefore his Dvarim Shebelev reflect exactly what he declared. But what about a case where his Dvarim Shebelev contradict what he said or what he did, like in the case of Almanas, Lemesa, Glaretz Yisrael? Ella, let's find a source for Rava in the Sefer. The Sefer says, V'chein ato motzi b'gite noshim v'shechurai vodim kofin osad shiyoma rotzani. If a man has to give a get to his wife, according to the law, according to the halacha, and he refuses to do so, a man has to free his eved according to the law, and he refuses to do so, then Bezdin could beat him up, Kofino, so they could force him until he says Rotzani. So the question is obvious. What do you mean Rotzani? If I'm my Habalibelo Nichale, certainly in his heart he has no interest in giving this get or in being Meshacher is Eved Alav Mishum De'Amin Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. We don't care what he has in his heart. He made a declaration and he said Rotzani. So the Gemara says that too is not a proof for Rava, V'dilma shiny hosam mishum de mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. since the halacha compels and requires of him to give a get, whether it's a get to his wife in the case of gerushin, and he gets shechut to his eved, the chachamim certainly want him to do so, and there's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. Right, so he has an inner desire to give this get. The Rambam says that what prevents him from bringing himself to give the get with full-fledged approval is that there's some yetzer, there's some barrier which is preventing him and inhibiting him. We just have to break that barrier by beating him up, and then his true desire comes forward. Now the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav Yosef, who's going to bring a Mishnah, and from that Mishnah we should be able to derive the halach of Rava, Dvar Shvalev, Lavi, Dvar Melom, Rav Yosef, Mehacha. We can prove that Dvar Shvalev Einam Dvarim from a Mishnah later on in Masechta Kiddushin. A man is Makadish, Makadish is Isha V'yomar, Kasavara Yisi Shehi Kohenes. V'harei hi levia, or levia v'nimtzeis kohenes. Ania v'harei hi ashira, ashira v'harei ania. So in all these cases, he the Mekadesh was misled, because somebody sees shehi kohenes, or levia, or Aniya, or Ashirin. In every case, it was Nisafik HaKara, it was just the opposite. So what's Halach in this case? Ein Kiddushin Nechshavin Kiddushay Tos. In this case, we don't assume and apply the principle of Kiddushay Tos to invalidate the Kiddushin. Why? Because these are all statements that he makes post Kiddushin. After the Kiddushin was effectuated, now he says, you know what? I was misled. Well, that's called Dvarim Shebalev. And Dvarim Shebalev, Lo Havi Dvarim, that's the Gemara is going to flesh out here. Amai, why are these Kiddushin valid? Hakamar Kasavar Yisi says, I was misled, Ella, but we must conclude, Mishum Damina, Dvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. When he comes and tells us after the Kedusha was already effectuated, that's irrelevant, that's Dvarim Shebalev. And now the Gemara is not happy with that proof either. Amale Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and he says, Dilma Shani Hasa, Dilechumra. There's no proof from that Mishnah that Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Perhaps he is believed, and therefore we should not validate the Kiddushin, Dvarim Shebalev, Havi Dvarim. Ah, but since we don't know, shall we believe him, shall we not believe him? That always remains a question, an issue. Therefore, if we assume, again, this possibility, that although B'shas Kiddushin, he wanted Mekadishar absolute, unconditional, without any strings attached, he changed his mind after the Kiddushin, therefore these Kiddushin have the status of Safek, which means that she cannot marry anyone until she gets a get from the Mekadesh. But if someone else would come and be Mekadesh, she would need a get even from the second guy. And what engenders this suffix, we simply don't know whether to believe him or not. If we would believe him, then Enochinami is Dvarim Shebalev Havi Dvarim. El Omar Abaye Mehoch. Abaye says I have to bring a different proof from our Mishnah. And let's look at the Sefer. It says in the Sefer of Akulon, Afal Pisha Amra Belibi Oyel is Kaddish Lo Afal Pichen is Einam Kudeshes. What happens? She was fooled. She thought he was a Kohen. He turns out to be a Levi, etc., etc. And now the Mishnah says that even though she claims that she would have wanted the Kedushin even if he's not a Kohen, even if he's not a Levi, etc., etc., is nevertheless the Kedushin is not valid. The question is, why not? She's saying that, Belibi Haya, I agreed to be married to him, to accept his offer of Kedushin, on, irrespective of whether he's a Kohen or a Levi, that was my Das Kedushin. And the only way we can now justify that the Kedushin is invalid is because of the principle of Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Therefore, we're not going to relate to what she says or what she claims she had in her heart, because everything is objective, and if we look objectively at this Kedushin, the Kedushin is not valid. Affecting of Dilma Shiny Awesome, the game on the Asne, Lav Kol Kmini, the Akrolele Tnoi. This case might be different. The Baal here made an explicit Tanai. He said, Almanas Shu Kohen. She heard his words. She didn't say, well, you know, I want to marry him without the Tanai. And therefore, even if I claim that Dvarim Shebalev, Havion Dvarim, her machshava cannot be okir the Tanai. The Kedushin is a Kedushin on a Tanai. The Tanai impacts on the Maisa Kedushin and forever ingrains or graves, you know, it's engraved within this Maisa Kedushin that it's a Kedushin al Tanai. That Tanai must be fulfilled. Otherwise, the Maisa is not a Maisa. The lack of Kima Tanai will undermine the Maisa. Elom Rab Chiyo Bar Ovin, if you want to know where we find the source. For Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, Uvda Hava Bei Rav Chizda. There was a story of someone who sold his nechasim because he wanted to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't explicitly spell this out. And it was Dvarim Shebalev. And now it turns out that he cannot go on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Is Rav Chizda Bei Rav Huna? Is Rav Chizda went to visit the Beis Medrash of Huna to see if they could be mefalpil and come to some verdict? Shall we consider this Dvarim Shebalev or not? Again, he sold his nechasim al dasa basically to Yisrael upashtua, and they came to a definite conclusion that Dvarim Shebalev lo avi Dvar meha from a Mishnah in Masechet Me'ilah. A man says, "Homer l'shlucho haveli min hachalon, o min adluskimar." Bring me these coins, this bag of currency of coins from this window, or from some sort of bag. And kanalo b'shuk dvar ma b'mos elu is vehevi lo mishalech, fulfilled that request, and then, as it turns out, the situation was clarified. Afal pisha omar balabais lo hoya believi el al ze. So again, what happened was the shliach fulfilled his shlichus, but he didn't know that it was hegdesh. And the Mishnah Me'ilah paskins that in such a case, even if the balabais says, well, I had no idea that these mos were hegdesh. Just bring me the mos. You know, pick up my wallet and bring me my wallet. As far as I know, it's chulin. It's kevin shehevi lo mizeh balabayis mo'al. It's nevertheless considered me'ilo with a chiv mila to the balabayis. And why did he violate the isur mila? And the answer is, since the shliach fulfilled his shlichus as he was instructed by the balabayis, then yesh shlichus lemila, as we discussed the great length at the beginning of this perek, and therefore the balabayis is considered a mal. He violated the shlichus, he has to pay back the mos to hegdesh with the tosefus of a chomesh. So the gemara asks, "Amai, why is the balabayis guilty of meila haka amar? After all, he claims that belibi, in my heart, all I wanted was a wallet of money. I had no idea that it was hegdesh money. El alav, it must be mishum damrin dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. That which he thought in his heart is irrelevant." So the Gemara says that too is not a proof for Rava. Dil mashani asam dil miftar nafshe mikarbon kaasi. There's a chash here that the Baal Bayis is lying because he wants to be potter from a karbon meila, and therefore we don't believe him. We don't believe that he had in his heart that this was just mos of arniki, it was chulin. Iloya neman al kach, if we only would believe him, then even dvarim shebalev havi dvarim, they would be valid. And therefore, if we believe him that he had no intention of being moel by hegdesh, he didn't even know his hegdesh, then he would be potter from a karbon milas hegdesh. Oh, so the Gemara says no. We're not going to be choshesh. The Gemara turns around now and says, we're not going to be choshesh that the Baal Bais was lying in order to be put from a carbon. Because you know what? If he wanted to lie, havalei lemeimer mezid hava, he could have simply declared that I was a mezid. And the halach of me'ila only applies to shogeg and not to mezid. And therefore, by virtue of the fact that he's believed, he would be put from a carbon me'ila. Since he's not tining this taina, we should believe what he says. Shalonis kavishi yitol shliach me'ayinik mos hegdesh mekom kamein and nifter v'kach mikem shvarim shabaleim enam tvarim. So the Gemara says, in truth, we really believe him, and we don't believe he's lying. If he wanted to lie, he could get away with it easy and claim he's amazing. Again, we're not up to enam the meis v'atzvar Rashi yet, right? But the reason why he's chayef for me'ila, even though he honestly tells us he had no intention of violating me'ila, is because Rav Shmuel ain't him dvar. So the Gemara now is resurrecting the proof to support Rav's principle from the Mishnah in me'ila. The Gemara rejects this too. You know why he didn't declare mezid? It's not that he had a comfortable possibility of pottering himself from a car by saying I was amazing. A person doesn't want to make himself into a Rasha. And therefore, it would be much better for him to claim that, you know what, he had no intention to take money of Hegdesh. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait a minute, you're right. We cannot give him credibility because he would have tainted Mezida. You see, right? But there's another reason why we should believe him. Because if he wanted to lie, Havile Lomar Niskarti, he could have said Niskarti. Meaning that after he told the Shliach to take this money away, he reminded himself that it was Hegdesh. And that was before the Shliach went out and spent the money. In such a case, the Shliach is called the Moel and not the Mishaleach. So the Mishaleach, meaning the Baal Bais, would be potter from a carbon. The Sanya we learned to the Brisa. If after the Baal Bais said to his Shliach, Nizkar Baal Bais velo Nizkar Shliach, what's going on? The Baal Bais said to the Shliach, go take the money and go spend it. Now the Baal Bais reminds himself that this Mos is Mos Hegdesh. So what does he do in such a case? And lo nizkar Shliach, the Shliach has no clue that these are Mos Hegdesh. So in such a case, the din is that Shliach Mal. We can only be machadish the chiddush that there is shlichus and me'ilah if everybody's on board, the mishalech and the shliach, they all know that we're dealing with an act of me'ilah, we're dealing with hegdesh. But in a case where the shliach was unaware, then his shogeg becomes primary, his machayev of me'ilah takes over, and he's chayev mishum me'ilah. In other words, in kalatar kule ein shliach l'dvar avera, and it's as if the Shliach did the Avera. In Me'ilah, we have a special Yalfusa to teach us that the Mishaleach is the Moel. But that only applies, Mamed Dvarim Amurim, when the Mishaleach is Shogeg, and therefore you could be Mechayev Makarbon. But if the Baal Bais remembered the Avera before they were able to be Motzi the Shliach Samos, Baal Bais is now aware of the fact that this is Hegdesh, and therefore he's not a shogeg as far as this Me'ilah, and therefore he cannot be Chayiv a Karbon Me'ilah, because Karbon Me'ilah is only on shogeg. Now, if we cannot be Mechayiv the Mishaleach, then the din goes back to the general universal principle of Kol Tarku Ein Shliach Udvar Vera, and therefore the Shliach is going to be Chayiv for Me'ilah. So it comes out that the Mishaleach could have patted himself from a Karbon by saying this Karti, and that would shift the Chiyuv Karbon from the Baal Bais, from the Mishaleach, over to the Shliach. And therefore, as a Migui, he could be believed to say, Lo Hayu Believi, that he didn't know that this Arnak was full of Mos of Hegdesh. Oh, and if he's not potter with this Taina, then it must be that Dvarim Shebalev Lavi Dvarim. And that's where the Gemara lands as far as a raya proof for Rava that Dvarim Shebalev Lavi Dvarim. Now the Gemara tells us a story that's relevant to Rava. To Rava's principle. Ahu gavra dizabninu l'nichse adai to the mesak l'Eretz Yisrael. A man sold his possessions because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Solik velo it darle. He went up to Eretz Yisrael, but he wasn't matzliach. He didn't succeed in setting up his domicile there. He wasn't able to find an apartment for himself in Dira. He wasn't able to find support for his family or for himself. So he goes back to Chutz Lartz. Now he wants to invalidate the Mechira. Amar Rava, kol de solik adaita lemeidar hu, v'holo itadar le. Every person goes on Aliyat Eretz Yisrael with the understanding that he'll be able to live there. He'll set up his domicile. But here in this case, he is not able to live there. Is therefore, we should judge him as if he never went on Aliyah. V'amechira b'teila. Is Ika the Amri? Some say this is the first Lishna that the reason why the Mechira is not Batel is because he entered into this sale at Daitil and Mesak Vahasolikle. And therefore, the Mechira is valid. So this Ika the Amri, which is, I called it the first Lishna, it's really the second Lishna I meant to say, because the first Lishna holds that Rava recognized and validated the Mechira. I'm sorry, just the opposite. The first Lishna, according to the first Lishna, Rava disqualified the Mechira because anyone who sells Kaka on the understanding that he's going to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, then he wants to settle in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't successful, therefore he had no das to sell his karka, and therefore the Mechira is betela, but the Ikan the Amri says no, that we cannot invalidate. Rav would not invalidate this Mechira. Why? Because he went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and exactly what his das was, he fulfilled that das. Now let's point out, as all the Mefarshim do, that this sugya of Rava, which according to the Lishna, Kama of Rava invalidated the sale because this was not a fulfillment of his will. That contradicts Lechora Rava's own statement of Dvarim Shebalev Lavi Dvarim. And the answer is that at the time of the Mechira, he spelled out the fact that his das was L'meisak L'yared Yisrael. So it wasn't Dvarim Shebalev, it was Dvarim Shebepeh. Tosus is going to ask the famous Kasha, but wait a minute, there's no Tanai Kofel. Tosus says that when there's an Umdanon, it's very clear what his intention is, and so forth and so on. He doesn't have to make a Tanai Kofel. Now the Gemara tells another story. Maisa, Hahu Gavra Dizab Ninhu L'Nichse Adaita L'Mesek L'Eretz Yisrael. He told the Lokaf that I'm selling this character to you because my intention is to go to Eretz Yisrael B'Soflo Solik. He wasn't able to go, or he changed his mind. Now he wants to be mevatel l'mekach, get his karka back. Amar Avashi, Iboy Solik. If he wanted to, there was nothing holding him back from going to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he doesn't have the rights to be mevatel mechir because he changed his mind and he doesn't want to go in Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Ika d'amri, a second lishner Avashi in Ravashi is Iboy lo Solik. If he wants to, he doesn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the whole Aliyah, or not Aliyah, was always given into his hands. And therefore, the Mechira is valid. Both Lashonis and Ravashi agree unanimously that the Mechira is valid. The first Lashon of Ravashi says the Mechira is valid because it's up to him and he has the choice to go on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael or not. The second Lishna, on the other hand, the difference between the two Lishonos is that the first Lishna says that he has a possibility, again with Tircha, to go to Eretz Yisrael. He'll find a way of getting there. The second Lishna, on the other hand, Ravashi was asking, V'chilo yachol hu lasos? which means that the mechira is only valid when it's easy for him to go without any ikuva. And the Gemara says, "My benai, we can benai this yolid unsa biarcha." Nafkamina is going to be when it's very, very difficult for him to go in Eretz Yisrael. There are ikuvim, there are barriers that are preventing him. For example, he heard that there are marauders on the way that might attack him. There are all sorts of security issues. The only way he could go is if he has an armed, you know, a livui tzvai, you know, he has a military entourage that's leading him there. So according to the first Lishna, it all depends on whether he has the possibility of going to Eretz Yisrael or not. And he could hire a shayar and he can get there. You know, he hired Brinks. And therefore the Mechir is not Betela. But according to the second Lishna, Rav Ashi wants to know Chilo Yuchalaus. In other words, isn't it easy for him to go? Here there's an ikuv and it's very difficult. In such a case, he didn't sell it Al Das Kain. And therefore the Mechir is null and void. So Belineta, we're up to the Mishnah here on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Mishnah of Ha'omer L'Shlucho Tzeva Kadosh Nisa Plonis B'Makom Ploni. And again, we'll get into details about Shinui B'Shlichus. That's here on Daf Nun. And Amir Tz Hashem, we'll do that in the next Shiur.